Okay, the last five in the subquery quiz I put up there, so you can take a look at those, because we didn't get those entirely done, and I'm not individually correcting them. Good, while you're back there, do you want to fix the lights?
Yeah, we want.
These off, those on. Yep. So you can look at those answers and check them against yours, but since that was done in class, it's a check-off assignment. So you can look at those and make sure that you match with what I had out there. And I ran them. So what I want to look at today is the input variables and the table maintenance and go through those. And the good news is, other than the practice assignment you did on Tuesday, there's no extra homework this time, so you can please get caught up. Okay? So.
I'm sorry. I lied.
Well, you got a lot of laughs. We did the practice exercise in class on Tuesday, and there's no additional homework this week, so you can actually hopefully get caught up.
Okay.
Thank
you.
And I'm going to get behind because I've got grandchildren coming to spend the weekend with me, and they're a lot more fun to play with than correcting is. So I'm going to play with them and to heck with you all. I'll get around to you eventually.
I think I'll get over it.
You think you'll get over it? Okay, good. They're awfully cute.
We should tell us all about them when we get back.
And then I cannot do more homework. Nah, I don't think so. Okay. What we're looking at here is setting up variables. And the reason you'd want to do this is if you have a very complex SQL and you want to save it and reuse it. But that you don't know that there are some things that you want to change in it. You can set up these variables such that you can do data entry at the time you run the SQL. Okay, so we're going to look at that at another time, the turning SQL into a script and turning it into a program and all that. So for now, we're just talking about the variables, but that's why they're of importance. So this one says, select ID number name from donor, where ID number equals, and I've got here the ampersand, and then donor ID. And then it asks you to enter the donor ID. So go ahead and bring up, because you can do some of this, go ahead and bring up Oracle. So I can take this and do this first one. So I can say select ID number name from donor where ID number equals ampersand and I just made up a name of donor ID. This is a variable name, so I just made it up and I called it donor ID. And then I hit the semicolon. And notice what happens. It says, it prompts me for enter the donor ID that you want to do this with. Okay, so instead of saying where donor ID equals 11111 or something like that, I'm saying whatever donor ID the user enters is the one I want to use. And so I put in the example 11111, and it comes back and says the old thing was select ID number name from donor where ID equals dollar sign donor ID, and then it has translated that into select ID name from donor where ID number equals 11111, and then it's coming back and giving me the answer. Okay, so it is prompting me, and I am entering in what I want for donor ID, and then it returns, and it evaluates based on that. Okay, so that's just where I can put into this something where the user is providing the content. I'm saying I want to compare it to some donor ID, but it's whatever one the user enters. And so the user can enter a donor ID, and it will work. Okay. So if I do it again and enter, I think there's a 12121 out there, and that time I get Jennifer Ames. Okay. Okay. Did everybody get that working all right?
No, I can't.
You can't get in. Okay, so what's the top button?
I think you have space there as well. Yeah. Okay. No, you don't have to do that.
And are you getting me over then?
Didn't he tell my password?
Yeah, no, he's having a problem too.
Although, I wasn't even getting the symbols before, so.
So now just try that and you.
I needed the extra pressure people watching.
That's right. Okay.
Right,
now.
Yeah. But, copy never saved.
If you commit. Oh, it's not a new commit.
No, it is. Because I put it in SQL. Well, I put it in the
Putty.
At home.
It should be here, but I had the same problem last, remember I said on Tuesday that I think that put it in the night before and it wasn't there, and that's because apparently I didn't commit, I thought I did, but it didn't commit. So after you put it the day you need to commit it.
What is commit? How do you enter commit?
You just at the SQL prompt, you submit followed by a semicolon.
So.
But that just commit. Right. I think it's two M's and you did. I can never start with a and then a semicolon. Right. So, yes, so but that you have, you'll probably have to enter the data. I don't think it's going to be important to go back to home. So commit should be doing this. Did you get it all right?
Yeah.
I saw it as well. Okay, everybody else okay? Okay, so then you try this one. And this one says, Okay, so it says enter the state in, and so I'm putting in MA, and it's coming back and showing me the MA. Okay? But okay, notice what happens and compare those two. In this one, there's a third I want to compare. On the first one, I wrote it with quotes around the state MA, state in rather. Experiment with these three that I'm doing. I can't spell. Okay. Okay, looking at the ones I put in, except for the one where I can't spell, you can see that the first one worked, the last one worked, but the second one didn't. So what's going on there? And ignore the third one because that was where I can't spell. So, this is the first one. Oh, good. I didn't align this. That's not the second one. That's the second one. And this is the third one. So, what's going on there? Right. Notice on the first one, I put state in quotes. Then I entered MA without quotes, and it worked. In the next one, I put the ampersand state in, but I didn't put it in quotes. I entered MA, and it didn't work. On the last one, I didn't put quotes around state in, but I put quotes around MA when it got entered, and it worked. So basically what it's saying is, I either have to tell it up here when I say where state equals and put the quotes there, and so then whatever I put in is going to be in quotes. Or I can put the quotes in when I enter the value. But one way or another, I got to get the quotes. Whereas in the second one, I didn't put quotes around the ampersand state in, and I didn't put them around the mass. And so it is basically looking for invalid identifier. And so it's looking for something called MA. Yeah?
Is one of those a better convention? Oh, I'm sorry. Is one of those a better convention than the other?
I like the one up at the top better, because then the user isn't forced to put in the quotes. And I never trust users. Okay, so if I can get the user to be able to just type the word that they want, I think that that's a better thing. Yeah?
If you put quotes around both lines, would it show up an error, or would it show up as...
Yeah, I think it would, but I am honestly not sure what it will say. So let's see if I can... I think I should be getting double quotes kind of thing.
It gives you an error.
Yeah.
It gives you an error?
Yeah. Command not properly ended.
SQL prompt not properly ended, whatever. But it did, this is what I thought it would do, is have the double quotes. And it did. When it did the translation, it put quote MA inside the set of quotes I already had. So I've got double quotes. Okay? Because I have quotes around whatever is ended as stayed in. But I ended as stayed in quote MA quote. So now I've got quote, quote, M-A, quote, quote, okay? So it won't work. Okay. And if you ever want to get rid of somewhere down here, I've said it, set verify off. If you don't want to see the old and new information, you can use the set verify off command. And then when you want to see it again, you can say set verify on. So if you don't like to see that old and new business coming up, you can get rid of it with set verify off, type in the SQL prompt. And then it comes back with when you want to get set verify on. We'll be looking at other things you can set as we go along. And I think the thing that I always try to do is if I set something off when I'm done with it, I revert it. Or if I set it on when I'm done with it, I revert it. In other words, take it back to normal. So when I'm done doing that sort of stuff, I would set verify on to take it back to normal. Okay. And I think the rest of these, this one has an initial cap on it, just to show that you can do things like that. So there's initial cap. That one's showing making the old and new go away. And this one is just showing that I can in fact do it any number of places. So I said here, I want to select ID, number, name, something else, and something else. And I called them first column, second column. From, and I gave table name, A, that I've got to enter that. And where, I've got that, that I've got to enter that. So I put in, essentially, that I've got to do all of those kinds of things. So if you try that, I don't remember all the things in Dona. I don't want to do that. I want to do DESC. Okay. So now I'm going to come down and say select, if I can get my hands on the keyboard correctly, ID number, name, and then ampersand first column, ampersand second column, from ampersand table name, where ampersand condition name. And so now it starts prompting. What is the first column you want? So I'm going to say city. And what else do I want? I'm going to say state. And so now it's showing me what it's got so far. It's got select ID number, name, city, state. Okay, so it substituted those in. And then I'm going to say the name of the table is donor. And then I wrote state equals Rhode Island so that I can put the whole condition in. And it's now giving me the people that live in Rhode Island, which is the same example that I have out there. But just watching it work, I think, shows more. So it asked for first column, it asked for second column, then it had the first line complete. Then it went to the next line and asked for table name, and it asked for the value for the condition name. And now it's got from Dona, last state equals Rhode Island, and it gave me the results. Okay. So I can substitute in a whole bunch of things, including the fact that I can substitute in the entire condition. Okay, so I can put in the entire condition. So people have been asking if there's an easy way to do the insert, and this is one of the ways that you could do the insert, because if you put in all of those, it's going to come back in and ask you for what you want, and then you can put them in. And that may be easier than typing the thing over and over again, because I can't type and I end up making mistakes. Whereas if it's prompting me for everything every time I run it, then I'm just entering the data and I might actually get that right. I mean, you know, the number of times I get an insert right without having to go to the editor is pathetic.
I was saying earlier, the first table, the donor table we entered, instead of typing IDNL for ID number, I typed INDL.
Yeah, right.
And then all my queries after that, whatever it was, like, that's part of the reason why I drive myself nuts.
Yeah. But if you put these in,
I didn't even realize I had done it until like a week later.
Okay. But if you do an insert and you put all the numbers, you're getting a lot of sympathy.
Well, because like you sit there and then you don't trust yourself. Like,
oh yeah,
you feel foolish.
Oh yeah.
All right, I'm glad to.
The computer's laughing at me.
Right?
No, the computer's laughing at me. I mean,
right.
It frequently does. It spends a lot of time making fun of me.
Why you just change the IDs or whatever?
Yeah.
But if you put in that insert and every one of your columns is ampersand ID, ampersand name, then it prompts you and you can enter the values at the prompt as opposed to.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it
sounds
a little bit.
So, okay, now the next one that's coming up is this one. So, using the double prompt. So, if I say select ID number, name, ampersand column from donor, where ampersand column equals MA. See, I can't type. Enter the value for column, and what did I say I wanted it to be? State. Okay, and it comes up and does that. And now, if I go in down below and say select ID number, name, what did I do? City. I'm not sure why I want city. But anyway, I'm following the example, so I'll put it in. Oh, well, I just stopped there on this first one. And notice it remembers. That's the key here. If you put the double dollar sign, double ampersand in, it remembers the thing for the duration of the session.
It changes it. Oh,
and so down here, it didn't prompt me for what is dollar sign column, because it took it that I'd already entered it in. So it's got the memory variable and it's kept it. as opposed to with one ampersign, it's only good for the one you're doing, the current one you're doing. But now this has remembered it, and so I can use dollar sign, column other times, and it will bring it up. Yeah.
Is there a way to check your variables and stores like that?
Define.
What about saving it? Commit.
Okay, if you put in define, it comes back and tells you that that's what you've got.
Oh, cool. Commit to save it, or?
No, well, commit to save what you've done if you've created. The only time I really use commit is when I've created something I want to keep, like a table. But this will keep this. Now, if I go away, it's not going to keep it beyond the session, but it's got it for the session. So I just wrote define column, and it came back and said, here's column. It is equal to state and its character.
Can you change the variable in the session or?
Yes. Let's see. Right.
We'll make it a permanent kind of thing? Or?
I'm not sure. Let me see. Set column equal to Rhode Island, maybe. We'll try that. Unknown set, so no, I can't with that. If I just do, yes, I think I can. Define column equal to MA. And now if I do a define column, it's coming back as MA. So yes, that's the way I can do it. Okay, so if I say define column as MA, so I originally had it defined as Rhode Island, or I don't know what, I had it defined, so let me try changing it again, because I think I maybe still have it. So define column equal to Rhode Island, and then define column, and now it's Rhode Island. So yeah, I can go ahead and change it that way. And that's, and undefined gets rid of it. So if I want to make it go away, I just say undefined column. And it's no longer a fixed number. So that if I wanted to define it and use it as something else, I could do that. I'm going to move on and then come back because I don't think I need it for maintenance, and I want to do the make sure I get through the maintenance ones today, and then I'll go back to the Moron variables if I have time. If not, we'll look at that next week. Next week we only have one class. It's Thursday because Tuesday is Monday. Okay, so Tuesday is Monday's schedule, so we don't have a class. We lose Tuesday. Okay. Okay, so I created a table called maintain, and I did an insert, and systems date puts in the date that I did that, and it's a wonderful thing. SQL has not changed, and I can use examples from 99. It's a wonderful thing. No other course do I teach that doesn't move faster than that. But SQL is SQL is SQL. They add some features to it, but it really, it's the most stable thing. So here's the insert that I was talking about, where I can say insert into maintain values, and then I just gave it all of the values. And so now when I run it, it says, enter the value for user ID, enter the value for, and it just goes through, and I can just put the data in right there. Okay? So that's makes life more, makes life easier if you do it with that. Okay. Okay. Taking rows from another table. So I said create table move main as, and I set it up, and I said I wanted to have an item number, an item name, an item cost, and an item price. Okay? So I've got a table called maintain now, and then I've got another table called move main, which is the one that I just created. Create table move main. So maintain had all of these fields, move main has only those. And if I want to take the data over, I can say insert into move main. Now, if I wanted to create the table for the first time, I could have done a create from and put the other stuff in, but I decided to create it separately. And so down here, I'm doing an insert, and I'm saying insert into move main. Now, I made a mistake. And if you notice the mistake, in move main, I have item name, name, cost, and price. Down here, when I said select ID number, item name, price, and cost, notice price and cost as opposed to cost and price, okay? So what happens is the ID went into item number, the item name went into item name, the price went into item cost, and the cost went into item price. You know, not a good plan, but it kind of makes the point that you have to do them in order, because when I didn't do them in order, I got the wrong things. Okay? So now when you look at my table that I just created, the item cost, it cost me $20 to get this, and I sell it for $18. And it cost $15.95 to get it, and I sell it for $14.36. So I'm going to be out of business without too much hesitation there, because I've reversed my cost and my price. Okay? So the order, the point is, the order is important. And I actually decided to leave the arrow because I think it makes more of a point than as if I did it right. So the cost and price made a difference. I also can, if I only want to put it into some field, I can say insert into move main, and I only want to put something in those three fields. And then I select the three things and put them into the three fields. So the fourth field just doesn't get any information. Okay, so I put in an item number, an item name, and a price. And cost is empty. And I altered table and added something. We've already looked at that in another place. But I altered table and put something in. And then I combined some stuff here. So I said update move main. Set item department equal to. Select the department from maintain where ID number equals I 123. And then where item number equals 234. So, item number 234 got the department number that went with ID 123 in the maintain table. So I went to the maintain table, took item number one, looked for ID number 123. When I found that record, I took out the department, or I didn't take it out, I copied the department, and set the department here equal to that. Okay. So if I look at department 123, I mean, if I look at record 123 in the department table, it apparently has TY in it.
Okay.